Welcome back, everybody, to 590 The Fan, KFNS. This is the Red Keys segment, and we're going to take you to our special guest today. Guest, hit it. Who is it? Who are you, guest? Can you identify yourself?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Why are you pointing at me?
Aren't you going to do your Bruce Butler thing? Come on.
Yeah, I am, but I didn't recognize that setup. Did you recognize that setup?
You said just bring, you know, you're going to do your imitation.
Like, do the regular thing. Okay. Oh, it's, you know who it's time for? Mind. You know who it's time for?
Who is this time for?
Bruce Butler! But he's not here.
It's always nice to watch your face go from the normal pink to the bright red while you're yelling.
Well,
like that.
I mean,
it's cardiologist approved.
Yeah, that's right. It is. Oh, I had a cardiologist appointment last week.
Yes.
And Andy Cates said he's going to come on the show when we move to a more civilized location.
And you were fine?
Oh, yeah, it was fine.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah, he's actually like, come on, Tom. You know, it's been 11 years. Come on. And I don't have any complaints.
Yeah, good.
No, but Bruce isn't here. I think he's in Denver. So I don't really feel so sorry for him.
Oh.
But go to
one of your favorite cities,
the
Mile High City, for multiple reasons.
And my daughter Sarah, who lives in Denver, is in St. Louis.
What?
Can you imagine that?
Bruce is there. She's here. There's a rent in the fabric of the universe, Thomas.
My in-laws are in Denver.
Oh man.
Oh.
You think they'll come back?
Oh.
Denver's pretty nice. Pretty nice.
They'll be back.
Area. Hey, what's the latest on the? On the potential MLS team. I'd admit I pay zero attention to any of this stuff.
There's a vote on April 4th for, I guess, public monies to contribute to the stadium proposal.
And what's the word? I mean, or how are we doing?
You know what?
Are we going to get a team?
I was saying earlier that I haven't seen any yard signs in my neighborhood. I live in the city.
Yeah.
There's been no mailers that have come to my mailbox. I'm seeing things on Facebook. Makes me wonder.
You know what I heard?
Go ahead.
Someone said, I can't remember who said this, that maybe they're trying for a light vote.
Is there an echo in here?
I don't know. Is there?
They mucky.
Did I say that on the air earlier?
Someone said it. Did you say that, Russell?
I thought you said it.
No, I didn't say it. Somebody said it.
I mentioned it earlier.
Oh, Ted mentioned it.
I can't remember if it was on the air or not. I'm just wondering.
I can't remember either.
Because, I mean, it's not like they're walking around handing out bumper stickers.
Right, or money.
I don't know, guys. I mean,
it's politics.
I think it would be cool for us to have a team. But the league just expanded by two more teams.
Yeah.
Very curious to see how those franchises do, depending on their result.
They're going to do great. Everybody's going to do great now because MLS is, they're loving it, right, Russell?
Of course, one of the great games was last weekend when Minnesota hosted Atlanta.
Yeah.
In snow.
Oh.
And it was a whipping.
Yeah, 6-0 or something, right?
I think they scored, I think it was 6-1.
Who won?
Atlanta.
Oh, they went up to Minnesota
and
in the snow?
They started the game on Blizzard. Barnstorming.
Yeah.
But Atlanta had gotten smoked in their home opener.
Yep.
What would it take to get you to pay attention to the MLS, Ted, other than somebody paying you?
I think that if it was a high scoring league, like every week you'd watch a match and it was just end to end.
Yeah. 4-3.
Kind of like the MISL used to be when the Steamers' heyday.
To me, 4-3 is the best soccer score because it tells you that both teams were attacking.
Do you have to actually have the goals, or would you just be happy with end-to-end?
Well, here's the problem. I think that it's a great game that's 1-0 that had 4-3 game-type attacks on goal.
Right.
But
and
how often do you see
great.
Those? You don't. You almost never see those games, really. I mean, because one team realizes, hey, we're not very good. We're just gonna, you know, hole up in defense. Manchester United playing Rosnik or somebody, whatever they were,
Rostov.
The Russian team,
yeah.
Rostov.
Yeah.
And I mean, these guys, you know, they needed a goal, and they had, you know, the entire team was within the penalty box.
You don't see those 1-0 scores often in like Champions League, right?
You didn't this. God, Champions League has been great. the who did we see this week?
Who expected Leicester City to be the last English team standing?
Amazing.
I mean, okay, they had the easier draw, so to speak.
Yeah.
On the other hand,
so what? Everybody
Man
gets
City should have been able to defend those.
Man
goals.
City, it was ridiculous. They blew it. They just came in. Increasingly, it seems teams come in and they just all we have to do is not give up goals, and they start giving up goals. Yeah. Who did it to
Monaco?
Monaco.
I mean, they had it was 5-3 the first leg.
Yeah.
So Monaco is clearly going to win on away goals if it came to that.
Right.
So what happened? 2-0 to Monaco quickly.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, the away goal, the aggregate
the aggregate with the away goal
is
makes it exciting.
It makes it exciting for the entire game, I think. Personally,
I find those matches highly entertaining, and I don't watch a lot of men's soccer, but the skill level's high, and the action's exciting.
No, we're going to go to break. Because if we go to break right now, we'll be on time on the log, which may be a first.
Wow.
We're in the 44th minute. So, yeah, let's go to break.
Well, we'll be right back then, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming back for a discussion on Viceland Sports.
Yes.
Aussie rules. And with our friend from Down Under, or next door to Down Under. What Kiwis, what do you have another name for yourselves?
You're doing pretty well there. All right. Carry on.
All right. We'll be right
back.
Carry
on, mate.
All right. 590 The Fan, KFNS. Be back in a second.